This is Fairhope Hospice Presents, sponsored by Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care and the Pickering House, serving Fairfield, Hocking, Perry, and Athens counties.
Kristen Glazier is out of her vehicle into the studio.
That's right, ready to roll. How are you?
Good. Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care. It feels like we've been together all week.
We have. I feel you said I'm on a world tour, just
you
like
are.
A famous country star or something. I've been out on the road doing a lot of speaking engagements and talking to our communities,
Making the stump and letting people know all about Fairhope Hospice.
Yeah,
which is what
right.
We're going to do here. You know, I don't know if I know in some schools already they're going back, and next week a lot of them will be going back. This is a pretty stressful time for a lot of people.
It is.
And so today, let's kind of talk about that added, you know, somebody who's a caregiver, let's say. They're taking care of a parent or grandparent, and then they got to get their kids on the bus. They got to get the lunches ready and all that stuff. This can be really stressful.
It can. You know, it's a couple of different items here to think about. You know, always, when kids return to school, there's so much to think about, all that paperwork you have to do, clothes, lunches, schools, schedules, babysitters, all of those things. But if you're already a caregiver for someone who is, you know, who is ill, who's on, for instance, Fairhope or a hospice service, you know, you have a different hat to wear at that point. And so when you add all of that up together, all that stress, because both of those are daily needs, your kids need you, your family needs you, but also that person you're caring for needs you too. So it's a really tough time for some families.
And so tell me how Fairhope can alleviate some of that or give some aid and comfort, if you will.
Sure. We have right now on our Fairhope website page, we have a blog that's on there that I do, and we're doing like an 8-part series on caregiving, and I've spoken to some women's groups at OUL, and we talk about that because it's so important to take care of yourselves, and everybody kind of says that. You need to take care of yourself, exercise, eat right, but when it comes right down to it, when you have a lot of responsibilities, that's really hard to do.
Now, let me ask you this, because, you know, it's that classic question of, and as a social worker, as somebody who comes from that background, is there a difference between the way a woman would digest all that stress and the way a man would? Because I would think, being a guy, that I'm not going to talk about it. I'm just going to do it. I'm going to internalize it all. I'm just going to let, you know, I'm not going to show any signs of weakness, if you will.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think it has a lot to do with personalities and coping skills. And, you know, I do think that women tend to, when they have something they need to do, they go full bore until it's finished. And then at the end
or until they drop, whichever comes first.
Until they drop, right. Yeah. And at the end of the day, you think, okay, now what? I'm exhausted and I have to do it all again tomorrow.
Yeah, they got to do this again?
Yeah, no. And I think sometimes, you know, men, everybody handles it differently. But I do think sometimes men, you know, maybe don't want to talk about it as much. If it, you know, maybe they see what's happening, they try to be helpful, but then when you really think about it, they don't want to talk about it. And then by that time, we're too tired to talk about it. So it's just a vicious circle.
It is. And we're going to come back on this subject because caregiver and caregiver support is just, and especially with, as you said, this time of year with all the transitions back to school for kids, and, you know, we have to maintain our work schedules and everything else. It becomes a lot. Kristen Glazier is here. It's Fairhope Hospice and Palliative Care, 740-654-7077.
I have to give a shout out real quick.
Yeah.
Charlie Rich.
Uh-huh.
My dad and I, that was our favorite growing up. I still have that record. So, Dad, if you're listening, thanks.
There you go. Silver Fox, right? Yeah.
Okay. Back to business.
So you're a classic country lady, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Cool. 740-654-7077, 800-994-7077. We're talking about caregivers, the stress of going, the kids getting kids back to school, and caring for someone. And, you know, I said while we were listening to Charlie Rich that, you know, sometimes you can blow like Vesuvius. You can blow up at the person you love the most, the person you're caring for, or, as you said, your significant other. It can manifest itself in really unpleasant ways.
It can. And, you know, you're so tired from caregiving that you don't have the energy to figure out how to get help. It's easier to do it yourself than to try to find someone to step in. So we talk about a lot of different ways that you can try to handle that. When it comes to Fairhope, for instance, if you have a loved one on our service, you know, we have the Pickering House. We do a great thing called respite care. You can bring your loved one in for 5 nights a month. Let us take care of them. You go home, rest, do the things you need to do, sleep, go to the doctor, get your hair cut, get your kids' shopping done. You know, all those things that you need to do, let us help you with that. The other thing that's great, we talk about this all the time, Mark, are volunteers. Mm-hmm. We have volunteers. So the volunteers can come into the home, you know, 4 hours at a time, give you a break. But if you don't have Fairhope services for what, you know, there's a different reason that you're caregiving. They don't qualify for Fairhope. There are things you can do. One of those would be, you know how oftentimes people will call and say, wow, you're taking care of so-and-so. If you need anything, give me a call. 9 times out of 10, those people really mean that.
When
they say, give me a call, give them a call.
But then you're like, they've got their own problems. I don't want to burden them. But, you know, for your volunteers, this is what they do. That's their love, their passion, their mission.
It is. They're giving back. So if mm-hmm. you have a friend or a family member, also church families are great. But if someone says to you, how can I help you? Take them up on that. Let them bring a meal one night a week.
It will make them feel good for helping too.
Right, right. And it could give you even sometimes just an hour or two break to catch your breath, take a mm-hmm. walk, get a shower, do what you need to do.
When you think about the range of emotions that are going on with somebody who's caring for somebody who is in their last phase of life.
Mm-hmm.
There's also, and I call it pre-grieving. I'm not sure what the right term is.
Anticipatory grief.
There you go. They are going through that. They're going through a stage of grief before the person has died. And that in itself is going to take its toll, you know, on the rest of the family or what you're doing.
Right. Because, you know, if you're experiencing anticipatory grief because you know what's ahead, but then you're also caregiving, sometimes you have some resentment. Mm-hmm. And that's just a normal thing for being so overwhelmed with that caregiving. So imagine those two emotions mixed mm-hmm. together.
And then you're trying to shield that from maybe your kids because you don't want them to see what's going on
right.
or you don't want them to be feeling it too. You know, that's just the soup of complexity just gets more and more.
It is. So, you know, there's lots of options out there. And, you know, there are adult daycares in town. Mm-hmm. There, you know, Meals on Wheels has lots of great things at the senior center to do. You know, even just like I said, having someone set up a little meal schedule, send it out on a text. Can anybody bring a meal this evening? We need mm-hmm. a couple meals a week. Ask somebody to stop in and sit mm-hmm. for 4 hours, 3 hours. Reach out.
And then, you know, again, with Fairhope Hospice, you have the Pickering House. You have this wonderful network of resources.
We do.
We saw you on Tuesday over at the Chamber Luncheon at Trotters.
You know? Nice. No, it was great. The Perry County Chamber of Commerce asked me to come down and speak, and it was a full house.
You had a full house. You know, that was the biggest crowd I've seen at one of those Perry County Chamber Luncheons ever. So
that's great. No,
they all came to see you.
I love it. It was great. We had to send a good message home with them.
You did. And that's part of what you're doing is, you know, as CEO and as, you know, the face, if you will, the voice of Fairhope Hospice, you're out on, as I call it, on the stump a lot. You're mm-hmm. talking to groups. By the way, you are available. If there's a group that wants to hear more, they're welcome to invite you out.
Right. Give us a call, 740-654-7077. I am more than happy to come out and speak. We spent last Friday at Buckeye Lake at the Harbor Community Center. Mm-hmm. That is a beautiful place.
You know what I loved at the Perry County was Sheriff Barker, who I love. He's a great guy. And he's like, he's writing your phone numbers down.
Uh-huh.
Because, you know, he says, can I give these to people? It's like, well, yeah.
Right.
Yeah, especially the grief support part. And, you know, you really touched on and spent some time talking about the grief support, which is another component. We talked about anticipatory grief, but then that 13 months following, you know, someone's passing, that's something you offer. And, you know, the sheriff seemed very interested in making sure people knew about that.
He did. I was really pleased to hear that because, and he even said, you know, when I'm on a scene, when we're here, can I give this? And, mm-hmm. you know, I explained that what we will do is we can follow up then and try to help them give people the tools they need to kind of mm-hmm. work through that.
You know, you and I are blessed. You know, we have what we need, right?
Right.
And we have family and we have, you know, I thank God every day for the blessings. But then I see people who don't have family. They don't have money. They don't have anything.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what's really cool about Fairhope is they're treated, it's all equal, you know,
right.
in the eyes in what you do, as you said, your folks aren't going to know who's
no.
what.
You know, no one has ever turned away because of their inability to pay for services. Mm-hmm. And none of our staff know. None of them know who has Medicare, who has insurance, who doesn't right. have any kind of payment. I mean, nobody knows that because everybody's treated exactly the same.
Right. And that's so... It's so needed in our in today's society.
It sure is.
Because we, you know, we all wind up in the same destination, so to speak.
Right.
So
same journey.
Same journey. Yeah. And we don't know other people's, you know, their what they're going through.
No, we don't.
So, all right, we're out of time. I know we it's so much going on. So you've got an event coming up, and I'll just tease it right now. We'll talk more about it next week.
Okay.
And that's let's see if I get this right.
Okay.
Wine, Vines, and Fall Times.
You got it.
That took me a while to get. It's, what's the date on that?
That is September 7th at the Hocking Hills Winery just off Freeman Road in Logan.
We'll give you some deets next week on that.
Sounds good.
Thanks, Kristen.